Frank DeFord may be unhappy that smaller schools were dissed, but the Jackson State Tigers were hard to ignore. That Mississippi University, with an enrollment of just over 8,000, got an invitation to the tournament. That's the good news. To talk about the rest of the news, we've called Tevester Anderson, the Tigers' head coach. Coach, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be in the tournament.
Although I should mention the bad news, perhaps, is that you got a number 16 seed, which means you have to start against the defending champions from Florida.
That's a tough seed, no question about it.
So you begin with the toughest possible game. What are your chances?
Well, you know, University of Florida is an awfully good team. You know, they're big, they're strong, they're quick. They have all the intangibles that make up a great basketball team. However, you know, we are a small team, but we've played against teams like, kind of like Florida before, perhaps not as good as Florida, teams like the Memphises and Alabamas, Georgia Techs, Illinois, and teams like that. And one of these days, there's going to be a time when a number one seed is going to lose to a 16 seed, you know, and hell, maybe it could be us one day.
Well, how do you play a big school like that? Not just a big school, but physically bigger than you.
Well, what you have to do, I think, is go in and play your style. They like to get up the floor and run a lot. We like to try to, you know, shorten the court a little bit. You can't go in and try to run with those guys. They can run, and they're big and can run. On the perimeter, we perhaps as big as they are, but when you go down inside, they're big and strong. So you got to try to eliminate some of those guys if you possibly can.
I appreciate that you're showing so much respect for your opponent, seeing as how your school's motto is, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free.
Absolutely.
Proud athletic tradition at Jackson State, though. I shouldn't diminish the college at all.
No, we have, Jackson State had a lot of tradition here. You know, they have had something like 17, 18 guys that played in the NBA, and about 10 of those guys were drafted in the first round. But it's, you know, it's tradition is one thing, but playing the game on Friday is another thing with the talent that you have right now.
Now, some television viewers, if they catch that game, might get to know the name Trey Johnson for the first time. Can you describe him to us?
Well, Trey Johnson is an awfully good basketball player. He shoots the ball extremely well. He can get his own shot. He's a legitimate NBA prospect. He can score the basketball, and he can rebound, he can pass. He's a complete player.
One of the nation's leading scorers this year.
Right now he's ranked number two in the nation scoring, a little over 27 points per game.
Well, now, Coach, you've been several times as an assistant coach and as a head coach that you've been in the tournament.
Well, I have. You know, at Auburn University back in the 80s when we had to run it, you know, especially in 86, we went to the Elite Eight. And then over at University of Georgia, we had some runs over there also. This is the first time I've been able to, you know, take this team to the big dance, but I've had some experience, you know, playing in the NCAA tournament. It's the greatest show on earth, no question about it. And I tell our kids all the time that if you make it to the tournament, this will be the greatest experience you've ever have as an athlete.
Do you give them a win one for the Gipper kind of speech?
We hope to. We hope to get them fired up a little bit. If we can go out there and believe and keep, you know, persevere and play hard, you know, good things will happen for you.
Just tell them to believe and play hard, huh?
Absolutely. You can look back, you know, years from now and say, hey, we participated. We played against the very best. University of Florida was defending national champions. We had a chance to play against those guys. In regards to what the outcome of the game is, this is an experience you got to cherish for years and years to come.
Well, now, Coach, we're unbiased journalists here at NPR, and we have no disrespect for the University of Florida, so I'm not going to tell you that we're rooting for Jackson State.
Okay.
But we're rooting for Jackson State.
Okay.
Best of luck to you.
We appreciate that.
Tevester Anderson is coach of the Jackson State Tigers, who will play in the first round of the NCAA tournament on Friday. And when the Jackson State Tigers take the court, this is what they might hear. Get Ready, a hit for the Temptations, performed here by the Jackson State University Marching Band. You can get a quick read on all the long shots in the NCAA tournament at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.